You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
How you respond to your experiences, to your choices, to your results, to your outcomes is the greatest predictor of how it's going to continue to unfold for you. I was telling my consistency course clients this example of teaching my two-year-olds, well, in fact, by the time this airs, he'll be three, teaching him whether it's potty training or it's teaching him to pick up after himself or teaching him to use a utensil in a new way. How we respond in the process of learning determines how the rest of it unfolds. If every time he had an accident and didn't use the potty, we yelled at him, we reprimanded him, we punished him in some way, shape, or form, he's not going to be quick to try again. And so the progress is going to unfold very differently than if we were to be his greatest cheerleaders and to encourage him in the success and in the struggle. And it's no different for us. We wonder why we struggle when our process, when our pattern is to berate ourselves, shame ourselves, and criticize ourselves anytime it doesn't go the way we want it to go. But we know if we did that with children, it would be a pretty logical thing that if we yell at them every single time they get a math problem wrong, they're not going to want to continue to do math, and they're not going to be willing to offer up an answer next time. They're not going to want to participate. They're not going to want to try, obviously. Why is it not so obvious with you? How is it that you think you can shame yourself, criticize yourself, judge yourself into a new pattern? It just doesn't work that way. How you respond as you learn, as you establish new patterns, is going to be a great predictor of how it unfolds. How can you be more curious? How can you be more supportive of yourself as you work to change your behavior? What would that look like today?